Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, October 27th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Ames Cars highlights what drivers should know before choosing a car dealership. Ames Cars highlights the importance of choosing a quality car dealership for a transparent and pressure-free buying experience. They advise buyers to look for honesty, clear pricing, vehicle history reports, fair trade-in values, and financing options that fit their needs. Used cars are popular for their value, but buyers should prioritize transparency about the vehicle's history, inspection, and maintenance. Before visiting a dealership, customers should research online listings, reviews, and ask questions to gauge the dealership's professionalism. A pressure-free buying experience with transparent paperwork and clear explanations is crucial. Ames Cars recommends buyers review vehicle history reports, service logs, and warranty coverage to protect their investment. By choosing a local dealership like Ames Cars, buyers can expect personalized service and accountability in every interaction.
State Roundup. Van Hollen, also Brooks oppose bill to limit back pay for federal workers. FEMA help denied for Western MD. Obamacare premiums to jump as Congress deadlocks. The Trump administration denied Maryland's final appeal for federal disaster relief for Western Maryland communities still recovering from May's historic flash floods. Senators Van Hollen and also Brooks opposed a bill to limit back pay for federal workers during the shutdown. Food education program for low-income families defunded. Obamacare premiums set to jump as Congress deadlocks. Governor Wes Moore contrasts private sector job growth with federal job cuts. U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin calls for Maryland to fight back against GOP redistricting. Frustration boils after double payments mistakenly issued to workers who took buyouts. Maryland's infrastructure report card unveiled with a C grade. Democrat Schandelmeier aims to put working people first in Annapolis re-election run. Baltimore County Councilman calls for review of school's AI gun detection system. Serial entrepreneur E. Randolph Mariner to be honored Wednesday for his successful ventures.
Trump administration denies appeal for Western Maryland flood aid. The Trump administration denied an appeal for federal disaster aid to Western Maryland for the May floods in Allegheny and Garrett counties. Maryland Governor Wes Moore expressed frustration, stating that the denial leaves Marylanders on their own with no legal recourse for additional funding. Lawmakers viewed the denial as a political stunt, with Democratic Sen. Angela Alsobrooks criticizing Trump for prioritizing billionaires over Americans in need. Representative April McLean Delaney called the denial completely indefensible. Despite the setback, state officials continue to support relief efforts, with Governor Moore pledging ongoing assistance to communities affected by the floods.
Holiday made easy. Chef Point offers heat and serve Thanksgiving turkeys, festive menus, and celebrations near DFW Airport. Chef Point Bar and Restaurant in Colleyville, Texas, is celebrating its 20th holiday season with a variety of events to bring DFW families together. They are offering heat and serve Thanksgiving turkeys, with orders due on November 23rd and 25th. The Thanksgiving Day menu on November 27th includes traditional turkey dinners, smoked prime rib, and holiday cocktails. On Black Friday, Chef Point will have an extended brunch menu. The holiday spirit continues into December with events like the 12 Days of Christmas brunch, Christmas Eve brunch and dinner, and New Year's Eve dinner. Chef Point, known for its five-star food in an unexpected setting, is a popular destination near DFW Airport for scratch-made comfort food and handcrafted cocktails. Reservations for holiday meals and events can be made at www.chefpointcafe.org or through Talk. Dusty Cars, professional classic car appraisers and buyers, updates info on classic Ford valuation services. Dusty Cars, a top classic car valuation and buying service, has updated their information on classic Ford valuation services. The company recently sold a 1947 Ford Super Deluxe Coupe, showcasing their expertise in classic car valuation. Dusty Cars specializes in European brands like Porsche and Jaguar, but they are also interested in classic Fords from the 1940s. Owners of classic Fords can receive a fair and fast valuation or cash offer from Dusty Cars. The 1947 Ford Super Deluxe Coupe features power front disc brakes, a Mustang 8 rear end, and a fuel-injected 350cc engine. Dusty Cars offers comprehensive valuation services for classic Ford models like the sedan, coupe, and deluxe Woody. Visit their website for more information on Ford valuation services.
Key Housing announces Ironwood Apartments in Rancho Cucamonga as November featured listing for serviced apartments in Southern California. Key Housing, California's leading service for short-term, corporate, and furnished housing, has announced Ironwood Apartments in Rancho Cucamonga as its featured SoCal apartment complex for November 2025. Located at 11104th Stat, Rancho Cucamonga, Ironwood offers a variety of serviced apartments perfect for business travelers looking for a home away from home. With modern amenities like in-unit laundry, walk-in closets, and fully equipped kitchens, Ironwood provides a comfortable and convenient stay. Whether traveling alone or with family, guests can enjoy a real bed, functional space, and a decent view from the patio. To learn more about this featured listing and other options in Rancho Cucamonga, visit Key Housing's website. With easy access to Ontario Airport and various business hubs, Ironwood is the ideal choice for those seeking quality temporary housing in Southern California. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.